The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I think if you're on cocaine, your affair is cocaine. I think that's who you're cheating with. It's not the lady bringing you the coke.
I think you could do a little of both, it feels like.
No, I think it makes your wiener not work.
Oh, is that right?
I mean, that's what they used to say. I don't know why I know that. I watched 60 Minutes with my dad.
Wow.
There was a big...
Say no to drugs, gentlemen.
Say no to drugs. But they don't care because they're doing cocaine. They don't care about their wiener.
I'm so confused.
Jen, it was the 80s. We were too young. We didn't know about all that. But
well, welcome to the I Mom So Hard podcast, where we talk about 80s cocaine usage.
That we have no
idea about.
No idea about because we were playing with Barbies and...
Yeah, we weren't born.
We weren't...
That's not true.
That's we're not bar- true. We're barely well, born. I don't remember the era we were born in, dare I say it, the 70s. Yeah. I remember that 1980.
I think that was a lot of Quaaludes and diet drugs.
The 70s?
Yeah.
And like hallucinogenics, like LSD and like...
Totally harmless stuff.
Totally harmless, where you just felt really good about banging a bunch of people at a music festival, which I feel like I missed out on.
Yeah.
I felt like I should have been part of that era. Now that I'm playing the guitar, you know that I should have been at Woodstock.
Well, it was also very different because all STDs was just like penicillin. That was all you needed.
You're like, oh, I'm itchy down there. I'm going to go get a shot. Yeah,
the 80s comes along and everybody's like, you're playing with fire.
Yeah, you're playing with fire. So, you know, thank you for joining us at the hashtag iMomSoHard podcast.
You can listen to us wherever podcasts are listened to.
Please subscribe.
Subscribe and rate, you guys.
And say nice things because we're both feeling a little bit...
Under the...
You know, I'm having to wear readers right now, which I've said before, and I'll say again, I think is a government conspiracy. I didn't need them. I put them on. I could see better. Now I need them all the time. I can no longer see...
And my esthetician said I was fat. So it's just, she did say I had beautiful skin, which I just felt like she had to say that.
I don't think she would just have to say that.
Well.
Yeah, I went in, I was having a moment with my Botox lady, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to get my lips done. I'm just going to do it. I don't want to do it. I never wanted to do it. I was just going through something.
I know, but you look at the pictures in there and you're like, beautiful.
Everybody's so beautiful. And I was feeling really terrible. And she's like, you can't handle it. And I go, what do you mean? And she goes, the pain, you would die. And I go, God, she knows me so well.
Yeah.
I'm having a real moment with her. She's like, really, like, you have to be able to handle pain. And I don't know how you had children. I go, you know what? I just think I'm more sensitive. And she's like, yeah, but do you have any Valium or Xanax?
No,
and
do
I'm like,
you?
I'm on How it right much? Now. Yeah. I'm on it right. I'm literally on it right now. Can you, but is there not? And then she's like, started talking about the needle. And I'm like, no. I'm good with my thin lips. I'm good with them. I'm good with them.
Lesson learned. I'm going to start taking a Valium and a Xanax before I go into my esthetician because
the thing she says
hurts less. She didn't say I was fat. She just said she could tell I was gaining weight. And then she's like, how much weight you gain? And I said, like 10 pounds. And there was this pause that I know she was like, crank it up. It's more than that. I can tell.
You know what? Mind
your
business.
Face gained 10 pounds.
Yeah. I know. And my
that's
feelings
where
get
gain
hurt
it
so bad.
First.
I know. I know. Me too. I always gain it like I look like so wide.
Yeah.
I mean, my ass is wide for sure, but my face gets really wide.
I'm like man in the
moon
right now.
Not in a hot model way either. No. Not in a like, oh, wow, your Chrissy face is Teigen so square. Way. Yeah. No, it's like I'm a sandbag. That, yeah. And I'm not trying to be mean about myself. I'm just saying, I know where, look, mm-hmm. I'm not shocked that I've gained weight. I'm fully aware that when you eat fried chicken sandwiches on the road,
that's
more
gonna
than
happen.
Once. And
yeah.
if you eat a bag of peanut M&Ms when you're full, before you go to bed,
yeah,
it's like somebody said, hey, can you try to gain weight? And I was like, certainly. Let me show you how.
I just tell you, I threw down the gauntlet with my esthetician. Was basically like, let's see how good you are. Let's see if you can do some work so people don't look at my fat body.
What are you talking about? Yeah. Yeah. You're like, wrap me in a...
Make my skin so beautiful that it like radiates.
Yeah, lady, you've got one job to do, and that's to make me feel beautiful, and I'm going to give you my credit card.
I will give you a moderate 15 to 17% tip because that's how passive aggressive I am.
I know.
Usually
instead
it's 20
of a 22%, I'm going to give you 18%.
She'll get it. Yeah.
You know what? God bless them all. God bless them. Honesty comes in all different forms and fashions. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, so you could also buy tickets to our live show.
We are having so much fun at the live show.
It's great. Lots of dudes there, which is new.
Lots of dudes. And they make it so fun because we do give them a hard time, which is fair. But then we get into the good stuff, which is like hot guys and hanging out. And it's a two-person stand-up show. Just so everybody's comfortable. Whatever the venue has in place for restrictions, that's what we follow.
Yeah.
So if it's a mask,
we're not taking any away. We're not the mayor.
We're not senators yet. Man, but then just everyone will be like, why is there just sample sales all the time?
No way I could assume that sort of public
scrutiny. Do you think I could?
Scrutiny. We do have a stick around for a mom box, and I think we might have the very best hot. Are we doing that as a hot flash about a dude that was at our show?
Yep. Yes. Yeah. God. Okay. Yes. Oh my God. I almost feel like I want to feature him.
I know.
Should we just talk about him right now? No, let's. Okay.
We'll get to it.
We'll stick around for it.
Yeah.
Stick around. But I'm going to tell you what we're going to talk about. And I don't want this to be like everybody goes, oh God, eye roll. Cause it's going
to
go in a direction.
That to me.
It's going to go in a direction you didn't think. I did dry January.
Yeah.
I did 31 days
ding, 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 ding.
With no alcohol. And I have thoughts on it because I think probably not the thoughts that most people that are sitting around.
Where you have like a spiritual awakening.
Yeah, like I think everyone's like, whoa, I did this thing. And I'm like, I have thoughts. I have thoughts on it.
I did not do it. I fully support it, except for the times that I was out having drinks and you weren't. Having lemonade,
yes.
I didn't support it. I
was going
honest.
To say, the idea that you supported it is funny to me because so many times Jen was like, you can have a drink. I won't tell. And I'm like, you're the reason PSAs are made.
It's
like the after school special. And it's Jen who's cute and fun and sparkly. And she's like, we just won't tell anybody. And I'm like, that seems like a great idea. No, this is what the PSA is.
I am Eddie Haskell, you
guys.
I really am. I like to drum up a little bit of trouble. I supported the idea of you doing it. I love you doing it. It's just when it inconveniences me, I don't like it. I'm just being as honest as I can.
I'm glad that you were honest. And you know what? Honestly, I didn't talk to you about doing it. It was something my husband and I kind of talked about on New Year's Day. And I just thought, well, I'm not going to really tell anybody because I just want to see like how far I can go with it. Because if I want to break my own rule, I'm going to fall on my own sword and then I deal with it myself. I'm not going to like put it on my Instagram so I can like pat my own back, you know?
Yeah.
But this is what I will tell you, the good and bad of dry January. First of all, some of the positives that I got from it.
Wow, that's multiple. Okay.
There are some positives. First of all, I wasn't dying. I wasn't like, oh my God, I need a drink so bad and I can't have one. Because that's when I think people are like,
have a problem.
Oh,
yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it doesn't because I was like, I mean, we've all had moments in our life where we're like, I think I need to go to a meeting.
Well, I think you can like, well, sure. In my 20s, I woke up
in my 20s, I was like, I think someone needs to drive me to a meeting right now. Although I don't know anyone at this party that I just woke up at.
I don't know. Most Saturday mornings going, I'm going to stop.
Yeah, I did too. I'm like, how many times have you woke up and you're like, I'm never going to drink again?
Yeah.
You know, and in your 20s, I think that's part of it. It's like this weird like second
you have
adolescence.
To learn.
You have to learn.
Yeah.
But then there are times, and I will be the first to admit, oh, such an embarrassing story. I still think your 20s
are adolescence, though.
I do, too.
It's like
I do, too. I give – the 20s are so hard for so many different reasons. And, like, now looking back, I'm like, well, of course I boozed, man. My brain was, like, still growing and I was a moron. I had so much to figure out. I, like
– Yeah, I was trying to slow that rapid growth of my brain.
I was like, let me show you the damage I can do between 21 and 24. It's good. And then after that into, like, you know, 30. But I do, you know, in my now adult life, oh, man, I got so drunk at our Amazon.
Oh, God, this was 3 years ago, and she still brings this up.
I know, because I'm Catholic, and I'm going to beat myself up, but we've all had those moments where you're like, I went too far. We had a screening of our Amazon special. I was nervous. Jen was nervous. We had been working our balls off for, like, weeks and weeks and weeks. No fun, all work, no play. And we finally had this screening at our house. We had all these fancy people at our house. I was nervous to talk to people. They were so congratulatory. So, like, you feel like you're at your wedding. And I just remember sitting next to Jen and I was like, there are 50 drinks on the table. I should see if I can drink all of them right now.
And then do shots of the most disgusting.
Well, that is because my Irish friend Jenny Schmidt was like, I got to go. You want to do a shot? And I was like, well, that seems like the most perfect idea right now where I'm 17 drinks in.
Yeah.
So then I did a shot. And the next thing I know, I crawled into my own bathtub and I barfed a bunch. I barfed a bunch and I barfed the next day too. And I prayed to Jesus that he'd kill me in my shoes.
Yeah.
And then let me tell you what I felt like 5 days later, still like ass because I'm old and I had no business drinking that much alcohol.
Nobody does.
But I did have a moment where I was like, okay, Kristen, I think there's something that happens. And we can all be honest with ourselves when you drink. Like, are you in a bad place and you want to feel different? Because that's when it's a little scary. You're like, I'm going into this and I need to feel a different way. That is something that's an intentional sense of, like, I think that's where it gets a little dangerous, you know? And I'm definitely that person. Sometimes I can be in a really dark place and I'm like, I'll drink and then I'll feel a little bit of a buzz. And I'm like, now I just want to keep drinking because I don't want to feel what I was feeling before. Whoa. And I think with Dry January, that made me feel, I go, okay, that's something I've figured out about myself. It rarely happens. But when it does happen, I don't feel good about anything that I drank or did. Or I won't ever have a good time, truly, because I started out in a bad place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I do remember, like, the first... like when my husband and I were dating, like at his birthday party, is one of the drunkest I've ever been, and it was because I was like shy and embarrassed.
Yeah,
and stuff.
So then you're so like, you're drinking for a reason, and that's different than I'm celebrating or it's a Monday and I've got my friend here. Like that never feels like it ends up as badly as it does if you're like, I need this for a reason.
Yeah. I don't want to be me or I don't want to be these feelings or something.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's something you just have to be honest with yourself about. You know, and that's not, those aren't fun conversations.
But maybe, but what if you, because I don't think I do that, but what if I like, because I've been drinking so long, I don't, but not like to excess.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, how do I? I don't have a conversation in my head.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because if you are, that's a bigger tell. And that's what I took away from Dry January is when I just stepped back, I was like, I am going to say something that's probably going to be like, don't they all say this? I have a pretty good relationship. I have a healthy relationship with alcohol. That was my takeaway. I was like, I really enjoy when I get to sit down with Jen and have a drink. I don't feel any need to have one. It wasn't that hard to not have one.
Yeah.
The times that I missed it the most is when I was the happiest. And I was like after a show and we went to go have an appetizer and a glass of wine. That's become our thing where we
that's
decompress.
When I was really resenting her
I know.
For not.
And I was getting lemonade.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
When we were in Kansas City, was that our third show?
Denver.
No, Denver was our third show.
Yeah.
So our second show was in Kansas City, which we love going to Kansas City.
Yeah.
Jen had a bunch of really great friends come visit, and we were all going to meet in the lobby of the hotel.
Fun hotel, by the
way. Fun hotel. All of them gave me crap about Dry January. They were like, we could tell because you can't fake drink on stage. Evidently, I should never, like, pretend to drink anything because it does look like I'm drinking from a sippy cup. Like, I don't know how to, like, bring it up to my lips.
Gulp.
I'm like, well, can everyone see me take a drink? And then all the water hits my nose and then I, like, bring it back down and it's, like, dripping into the glass. Like,
yeah.
So we go into the lobby of the hotel and this awesome gal named Julie, who did our People magazine,
yes,
came to the
so
show.
Fun.
So, you know, they'd had a couple drinks. She was so fun and so funny. And we met in the lobby to sit down. And I go, it was really hard. I was like, man, I want to have a drink right now because everybody's celebrating and having fun. But I'm on Dry January. So they gave me so much shit. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Again, my takeaway was these are the things that are going to be presented to you when you can and want to have a drink. So what makes it hard?
Yeah.
And I think it's what I discovered is it's in celebration that I missed it most. It was in happy, fun moments with you and getting to do the tour and being out and knowing I got a safe way home. I got to say I don't have anything to do the next day. It's like,
yeah,
that was my takeaway. I don't feel like I'm not patting my back or like
it was just a thing.
It was just a thing I did. And I will say that I really got good sleep, which I really, for me, I struggle with insomnia. And I really did. I got restful sleep for the first time in a long time. And I think one drink for me, even without all the good stuff, like a buzz, like I end up not having good sleep. So I
wonder if it's blood sugar.
I think it's blood
like
sugar.
That.
I think there's a lot to it. But I feel like I'm talking a mile a minute. Am I talking like
you're talking a lot, but you're excited and I like it.
I'm gonna slow down. I was gonna say what I thought the negatives were.
Oh, well, let me say, I wanted to interject that we get messages all the time, and I think people are surprised that they think we're kind of booze hounds, but like...
We're not.
No.
That's the funny part.
And maybe in, I think, body hair, we...
Literally, we have like three videos where you and I would say that we were both a little buzzed.
Yeah.
Body hair was definitely the... Night started out with me getting a speeding ticket, sober as a bone, and got to Jen's house and I was like, I don't want to shoot a video. I got a speeding ticket.
But you remember what about that video too is that the air conditioning in our house was broken.
It was 110 degrees in our house.
It was so hot in my house.
And Jeff, your brother, sent us really... you got wine of the month
fancy,
club.
Yeah, he sent us really fancy wine. And so I think we just were thirsty and drank it fast.
Yeah, we had a good time. We were having a good time. And Jen was like, you know what? Let's just order some appetizers. Let's just sit back and relax. We don't need to do a video. And it like was exactly what I needed. And the wine was really good, but it was very expensive. And it like stayed in our teeth.
Yeah, that's how you can tell it's good too. Yeah.
And then we were like, you know what we should do right now? A video.
Absolutely.
And then we shot body hair.
And
so
it was really funny.
I've never seen Jen's husband laugh harder.
I don't know if I'm oblivious, but like, I didn't know that other women drank wine kind of as like, because you know how there's all
you
these
mean
like,
in the beginning when we started.
When we started doing these because I guess the wine trope thing, moms.
We
like,
hadn't been
Mommy
there yet.
Mommy likes wine or whatever.
We had new babies. We were like new to it.
And so I didn't know anything about that. And we literally would shoot the videos. We would get a babysitter on a Sunday afternoon.
Yep.
And then.
Husbands would come.
The husbands would come.
Drive us home.
Yeah. We would have the babysitter watch all of the kids. And that was like our night out, yeah, it was quote, like date unquote. Night. Yeah,
it for 3 years.
Yeah, so we had, we would start off with coffee and then like a mimosa or whatever, or yeah, a glass of wine, and then people were like, I like to drink wine too. And we're like, okay.
Yeah.
I started watching that new Kristen Bell, the girl in the, yeah, the girl in the house.
In the street with the whatever. Long and the title and the and it's, you know,
it's tongue in cheek. I'm waiting for it to, I just have started the first episode. And she pours like an entire bottle of wine into a chair.
Trying so hard not to show my.
Nope, you're showing it. People can hear your face doing that. We didn't.
I don't like it.
Let's edit this
all.
Out. Okay.
No, I don't care.
So she.
I don't like it.
She pours like a whole bottle of wine like into a glass. One glass. Yeah, and it's like a funny moment, but I really did think it was sad. And then at the end of the first episode, you get to why she is like super
sure.
sad.
Yes.
Did you see it?
What? Yes, I've watched like 4 episodes. I'm still not into it, but it's fine. I'm gonna give it a go.
I mean, that, like, if we start posting videos
of us drinking an entire bottle out of it, you'll know, man.
During the day and, like, crying. And
but again, it's also something that you and I recognize. We are, hashtag I mom so hard. We are talking about having happy hours together because that is our friendship and when we get to hang.
It a
is,
happy hour. But by the way, like a,
we do more sober than ever having cocktails. I'm just saying for the for all the people listening that want to get judgy about it. Like we are.
I think, you know, that was probably what was hard about, not hard or like why I was like, come on, because we work together so much and we don't like get
we
to
never
have fun
get to
time.
Have a break.
Yeah. So, you know, we do. We have barbecues and stuff like that. And we have, you know, like have Christmas or whatever. But like. We don't get to have happy hour anymore, like on a Friday at the end of a long week, but we, at the end of a show.
We do.
We do, yeah.
And some of the fun things that have come of that have been like getting into each other's hotel rooms and listening to music.
Yeah.
Or like hanging with friends and just catching up. And it's just so joyful that like, I get why, like, listen, man, they have booze at the Last Supper. Like there's a reason. Everybody wants like a glass of wine with dinner. It's nice.
Well,
it's
if it's
going to
be my Last Supper, there's going to be cheese. Probably more than just wine.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of cheese, probably something in the turkey, like Thanksgiving space for you.
Yeah. They're going to be like, I didn't know anybody could die off that much soft serve ice cream.
Yeah.
And she just like went under the machine. And
went under the machine of that and the margarita machine.
Yeah.
And it's she was lights out
switching
in 20
back
seconds.
And,
and it was delightful. That
you know,
sounds
beautiful.
Delicious.
She looks so peaceful.
She looks. Sometimes you want to have a beer after a long day. Or with Colin. You know, that's our, like, we pretend pub. You know?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We role play a pub.
Oh, God. Don't tell me about this.
No,
I don't want to hear about
this. No, this is how it rolls out.
He wears lederhosen.
No.
Were one of those.
Well,
like,
yes, that was one. But then we have this one where I'm at the bar and I'm supposed to be meeting
a
girlfriend.
On?
No, not yet. No, because that's full. We're married.
Oh, not that. That's too weird.
So we make it so that he's the bartender. And I'm like trying to get his attention. And then I'm like leaning over the bar and Island, we start to flirt. Then he starts to tell me about gerrymandering and it really dries everything up and I go to bed and sleep
angry.
I sleep angry.
Well,
yep, I'm like, you ruined
still
it.
Still working on it a little bit.
Well, you know, I mean, we bang, but that's just natural. But no, we have pub nights with each other and I love it.
Well, I had, the thing that I can like compare this to is, I guess it would be like maybe 13 years ago now. So I used to smoke sometimes. I wasn't like a regular smoker, but I was like a bar hag a little bit, you know.
Oh, I remember when you smoked. It was so great. One of my greatest memories is Jen coming over to my apartment. She rode a scooter, like one of those wheelie scooters, not like
not powered.
Not the power scooter, the one you have to move your foot.
Yeah.
You know, like a Razor scooter.
Yeah.
And she was wearing
wedges.
No, you were wearing Mary Jane high heels.
Oh.
With like super tight jeans and
so
black shirt with the shoulders down. Just a cigarette in her mouth. She was like scooting, and I was like, I've never loved anybody more.
Every man's fantasy.
It literally was the greatest. If that is not the start of a great movie, I just don't know. I don't know if there's anybody more likable than that.
Thank you. Well, I wanted to quit because I knew it was bad. Like, my dad, you know, smoked 3 packs a day when it was like you smoke in a maternity ward.
Yeah,
and
true.
He passed from pulmonary fibrosis, and like, My other uncle had emphysema and all that. We all know it's bad, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and I didn't do it that much, but it gave me anxiety, and I already have anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, so.
But you quit a long
time ago. I quit a long time ago. I did go to my doctor. I have this really great doctor. She's a woman. She's like a marathon runner. She's a mom, and she's like self-deprecating and sweet and wears really cool pants.
Wait, did you just describe yourself?
Oh my gosh. No.
Jen is pretending to be a doctor. That is not a shock.
I look in the mirror.
And I have a long conversation with myself.
No, she did not have the kind of 20s that I did. She's
like in med school.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But she said, because I like kind of described her, I'm like, I don't get it. Like, why do I kind of have this monkey on my back as far as like smoking thing goes? She goes, oh, this is very typical of women. She goes, it's just your habit. You're not addicted to it. It's like it's your habit, because I would have like one or two cigarettes out on my patio when I got home from work.
So you could go all day in this super high stress sales job, never smoke, never and then got home, have and, two.
And that was my like, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Exhale. Like literally it makes you like do that and like calm down. And then she just put me on Wellbutrin for like 15 weeks or something like that.
And that helped you quit.
Totally. Because it was like an anti-compulsive thing. But it wasn't like that my body needed it. I even think like if I didn't have a regular work day, like if I went to a show or went and met people, then I probably didn't even smoke then.
Yeah. You weren't like my dad who was lighting one from the other.
Yeah.
Like one is going down and he's like, we didn't take trips on planes because my dad would Nick fit so hard because he was. I remember my dad smoked Marlboro Reds.
Woo!
And he smoked Marlboro Reds. And when it was the Great American Smokeout, which is where everybody doesn't smoke for one day, he smoked more because he panicked that he would not be able to smoke
at
all.
They're going
to
take away my
smoke. I put these little tiny stickers all over his room that said, don't smoke. Please, Daddy, don't smoke. I put them all over his room.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he got mad at me. He was so mad. And then I put snappers in the end of his cigarettes.
Oh, my God. Trying to kill him?
Yeah, where you light one and then it blows up. That was a big thing in the 80s. You can do that.
Oh, my God.
Well as cocaine. Yeah, yeah, put them in the end. You buy them from a...
Yeah, you from put cocaine on the end of a cigarette. That's, and then what do they call that?
You know that's what? That's called a good time.
Sure, from the 80s. It's formaldehyde.
So I blew up my dad's cigarettes and he lost his mind. Aww. Not because he almost, because of how dumb it was that I blew something up, but because I wasted like a cigarette, which cost money.
Yeah.
So my dad was a just crazy smoker and we begged him and begged him and begged him. And then I just gave up. I was like, I can't change you. You have to do this on your own. He was at a restaurant in Florida. He was a mortgage broker. This was right about the time of the housing crisis when things couldn't have been harder for him or more devastating. He goes into a restaurant and he sees a guy pulling an oxygen tank, which I think he has seen a million times.
Yeah.
But for some reason on that day. Hit him at the right time. He went to his doctor. He got on Chantix. That gave him some weird shit, like weird freaky weird dreams and suicidal dreams that he had to like, it was real for him.
Yeah.
And he's not had a cigarette since. He quit. And he said the weirdest thing was the habit you're talking about was he would go to grab him out of his pocket.
Yeah.
And so he said people thought he had like a palsy because he would do this thing where he would go grab with, he had a way of, he goes, I always had my cigarettes and my lighter. I'd go outside, smoke a cigarette, go back. And it was this thing that like a mechanism that he got used to.
Well, for smoking, it's like, it's sort of like this weird comfort or like weird, like predictability or something like
that. Yeah, I never had that.
My doctor. Did I tell you what she said? She said, it's kind of your friend.
It makes perfect sense.
A cigarette is your friend that calms you down.
Yeah.
Like, and it was totally made sense. I like live by myself.
Yeah.
So it really was my like, recentering kind of.
So wait a minute. Are you my cigarette? Wait a minute.
That's why you're always trying to kiss me.
Am I addicted to Jen?
No, it's
I've
no,
only tried
habit.
To kiss you three times.
I'm your habit. That's what I'm telling you.
You're my habit. You're my habit.
Well, my dad's older.
Wait, so if I had to do dry January without Jen, I wouldn't do that. That would be too hard.
You gotta give up one of us. Yeah.
Yeah. There is something that feels like you get to dismount when you have a drink. And it's just because the day is over. There's no reason. There's no season. You're like enjoying time with your husband or you have your favorite show. There's something really like a fire with a glass of wine or like whatever you're into. Like there's something okay with me with that. And it feels really good.
Yeah.
So that was the thing that I missed. That was my takeaway that I was like, I'm not ready to give up alcohol. Like that's not. But the thing I missed about it and the relationship I have with it is that there is something that happens that's positive in that for me personally, just my take, it's like I'm not so uptight. Like it does chill me the fuck out sometimes and I like that. And that's the benefit of it for me, in particular wine.
Yeah.
And then I would say the other negative is you do kind of feel like you're missing out a little bit when everybody's having a good time around you. You're like,
yeah.
But it wasn't enough to like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. It wasn't enough to like dissuade me from.
I always wonder that if like people are sober, do they feel bad if people are
not at all
drinking?
I was having a great time, but I was
no,
also.
No, but I mean like sober people who
sober,
like
sober, I think it's much different.
Because they have a problem. Like,
yeah, they're in AA, you're told to like. Your first year is stay away from people that are partying a bunch because it's just too tempting. And you're reminded that you don't get to do this thing. Like, that doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, being, what is the expression? You can't stand the sober when you're drunk and you can't stand the drunk when you're sober. Like, for me, that was not the case.
Wait, are you saying that to me right
Jen,
now?
God, this is. Jen's like, do I have to do dry January? And I was like, absolutely not.
Maybe dry February. It's only 28 days, Kristen. I feel like.
I know. This was Jen. Technically, there's only 7 days in a week. And it is now January 28th. So by the math of 1 month off of alcohol, you can now have a drink. I was like, you're literally the devil.
I am. Yeah. I'm Eddie Haskell, you guys. I can't help it.
You were like, You should have talked to me first before you made this decision. On the road.
I mean, I just told you I used to drink booze out of a garbage can in college.
So did
those
I.
Those big, like, industrial Rubbermaid ones, you know?
Haven't lived unless you've drank jungle juice. You don't even know. You have a tattoo you can't explain because you've had jungle juice.
Well, that's the other thing is I can't drink liquor.
Right. You drink a glass of Chardonnay when we're out. You're not like, but I think we do this. We always qualify stuff as women. Oh. We're like, oh, well, I just had, you know, I just like to drink this. Or I don't care. As long as you are an adult, you can drink whatever you
want. I was saying it more because I'm not saying I physically am incapable. I'm saying like if I, over the course of a night, have two glasses of wine, I am a really good Trivial Pursuit partner.
Yeah. Good at darts.
Yeah. I will still use eye moisturizer.
Yeah.
But if I were to have two liquor drinks in a night, I will take my shirt off and try and kiss you no matter who you are. Yeah. I will.
I always try to get her to drink liquor, but
it's a different thing for me and I don't know why.
See, and that's what I'm like.
Two tequilas, my husband's like, is that our anniversary?
Tequila. I'll never touch it again. And
well,
as
not
long
after that.
As I live for the long, I, that was enough damage for me to be like, did I have to text people and say, I'm sorry? There's literally people I don't want to see because of that night. All I know is that I looked at everybody and I was like, I'm going to bed now. And it was my house.
Yeah.
I went upstairs and got in the bathtub with my clothes on and laid down.
I do think it is when you are like rushing around to have a party at your house or have
nightmare.
People over. You're so busy that you usually don't eat, number one, beforehand.
At all.
So
you're so right.
Then you have a drink and you haven't had anything to eat.
And
all
like,
of a sudden you're like, wait, is this mine? You're like leaving them all over because you're like doing all this work around the house.
You just described how I got hammered at that party.
I know.
And I was like, I think I should just drink all the leftover drinks that are out, right? Like,
one of them's got to be mine.
One of them's got to be mine. Wait, does this one have an ashtray? Like, I just was an asshole. And that was like 4 years ago.
We have friends that do dry January.
I've never done it before. This was my first time.
Yeah.
This is probably the longest I've gone without a drink since definitely the only time was when I was pregnant. And because I wasn't trying.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I also just want to get fit. And I don't think it fits into that's the problem. Like, we can all bullshit ourselves, but drinking makes weight loss really hard. And that's
Do you feel like you lost any weight?
Not a fucking pound. In fact, I gained a few. Here's why. Because you're right. That's what I was going to say. My other negative side is I kind of wish I would have shed like 5 pounds because I'd probably never drink again. Quite honestly, because it's been so hard for me to lose weight. But I'm like, I'm up like 4 because I'm like, well, I didn't have a beer, so I can have cheesecake and fried chicken and just right now, like literally I would normally just have a beer, but let me have a feast of 4,000 calories instead.
Yeah, let me have all these leftover Rolos from Christmas.
Right, I need to cope, so I'm going to take what I would have been like 120 calories. Yeah, and I'm going to make it 800 to 1,000 to 4,000 calories. Let me eat a side of beef before
I
go to bed.
I would be like, you know what? I am just going to eat this footlong Philly.
Yeah, why not?
Before bed because I need a little
treat. Because it has less calories than a half a glass of wine.
There's no carbs in this, right? Is this no carbs? If you're doing the right thing, why doesn't the universe support you?
I don't know. It should have been spontaneous weight loss, and it wasn't. And I was more sober than ever because at least when I'm buzzed, I look in the mirror and I'm like, all right, I look pretty good. And that's why I put out.
I dated a guy that was a weightlifter I was in my 20s. Yeah. No, brutal. Never do it again.
Never.
And we would go have drinks with his weightlifter friends.
Boo.
And they would be like, what are you drinking? You know, they're like, what are you going to have when they go up to the bar? And I'd be like, I'll have a weight gainer and vodka, please. Because they were all in such shape, and I was just a very doughy.
Yeah.
Like,
I dated a guy that was a weightlifter too, and he was like, I met, gross. I was at Gold's Gym. I took a spin class, and that's where we met. Right?
Gold's Gym. Oh, God.
Gold's Gym in Venice. And I took a spin class. This is when I'm 25 years old, by the way.
This is where you get staff on your choo choo.
Well, that's probably. Who knows? We, you know. So I was taking not one, but 2 spin classes in a row at this time because I was 25 and I had energy. And so this super hot Irish guy was in my class and I was like, well, you can't look like you don't know what you're doing. So I, you know me, I would work till they had to take me out on a stretcher. And then one time he's like, you're doing really great in class. And of course, positive reinforcement. And I was like, well, now I'm going to sleep with you.
Yeah.
That's absolutely all you have to say. You just showed me attention and complimented me. Yeah. Let's get on.
I can't maintain this workout.
I can't maintain this workout. No. No. Oh, and that wasn't even that great. The spin class was better. But I will tell you this. He made me dinner, and I was like, is that it? Like, it was like 2 sprigs of broccoli.
It's chicken the size of your fist.
Chicken. And broccoli. And he was like, tonight I thought we'd splurge and have rice. And I was like,
that's a splurge.
What? And then this is the best part, you guys. After dinner, he goes, I have dessert. And I was like, okay. We're going light on the dinner. This is how this guy rolls, right? He's going to bring out dessert. He gave me 2 squares of dark chocolate. And I was like eating them like I was like being held captive. Like hold on to it. You never know when you're going to get your next morsel of food. And I was like,
now that's
really wish I didn't have to put this notch in my belt because I am never coming back this way again. I do not care this much to be fit.
Well, you know, there is some speculation that your appetite with food sort of like
Makes perfect sense. And that's why I'm married to my husband, because that guy, I will tell you, he's such a good time. And he is like, that was like, we'd go to
you and your
Mexican
husband?
Mexican restaurant you and I used to go to all the time. I used to date you and your husband there.
Oh, yeah.
El Cholo.
Oh, yeah.
In Santa Monica. Yeah. And we get like
margaritas so good.
And nachos.
So good. Yeah.
That's the best time. That's the best.
Well, that is probably how I hooked my husband, is drinking margaritas. You know, they have tequila in them. And that's when I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Let the inhibitions fly.
Go away. Because I do.
And then he married me and he was like, you do a lot of crafting.
Yeah. So. But that's okay. Let me give you tequila and then you'll do a lot of crafting.
That's true.
Oh here, my. Hooter.
I handcrafted you.
I handjobbed you. I mean, I handjobbed. You guys, thanks for coming along on this.
What? We got to do.
No, I know. I was going to go into that. I was trying to do an live radio program.
Oh, geez, Louise. This got so official. I was like, no,
we don't want to go into our mom box, right?
Oh, yeah. Who's going
to
do the mom box?
Who wants to talk about dry January anymore? Not me. I'm over it.
Oh, my God. No, don't you.
I've actually gone 3 days into February.
You just forgot.
I forgot.
You were like in a habit. Yeah. So that's your new habit, though. But, you know.
Forgetting, yeah, habit's been in place. It's my parents' 50th anniversary, or 49th wedding anniversary today.
Oh my gosh.
And I thought it was yesterday.
Well.
And I called them, and my mom's like, it's tomorrow. So I, that probably means there's not a card, right?
Oh, wow.
She doesn't ever miss a date of cards. She sent you cards.
My mom sends
cards. She sent Casey a card. My mom is very into cards. You know why she sends cards? Because she wants cards. I'm sucky at cards.
My mother-in-law sent this really beautiful handwritten card thanking me for Christmas and then just talked about her apologies, like how sorry, how late it was.
Which is an indication to you that you need to get your shit together and send her a handwritten thank you card.
Because mine is super duper 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 late.
She's like, I'm waiting for a handwritten thank you card from your wedding.
Well, that, oh gosh, it's true. No, I did do those.
I did those,
I did do those, but I do have
to say. And I was pregnant, everybody.
Kristen and I are both in the same thing. Mom, shout it out if you're in the same. I don't know what it's with this time of year, but it is ding-da-dong.
It's like ding-da-dong.
I complained to my husband last night that I was like, I wake up and I start moving. And then, because I fell asleep putting our son to bed. Here's what my son and I do that irritates my husband. We lay in bed and we look at pictures of dogs that we want. And I will show you a picture. You sound like my husband. He gets so upset about
you guys,
this,
she's acting like she doesn't have any. She's got three.
I have three. But listen, Jupe's on the way out.
Oh, my God.
And he is
right out there.
Oh, if he could understand words, I would expect him to behave better than he does.
I feel like he has like, he's like a mob boss and he has like an accent. He's like, hello, lady.
He totally is. I was saying that to my brother because Dash is really worried about him passing away. Because that's his, like, our dog Kaylee.
We've known him forever.
I know, he's known him his whole life.
Colin and I started dating when you got Jupiter. And Colin said he wasn't a dog person. And Jen was like,
next.
I don't think you can date my friend anymore.
I was really leery.
Very
I was like,
upset.
I'm like, what are you going to do? Pull out a coupon at a date or something? What's next? You wet fart? Okay. But then he does love dogs.
Yeah,
he just tries to be a tough guy about it. But so we were laying in bed and we fell asleep looking at dogs. I want this little dog named Lucy. She's a miniature Brussels Griffon.
Oh my God.
She's
really
so cute.
For a second that dog's coming with us on tour, I will lose my
mind.
I will have her in the back.
If you keep doing sober months, then I'm going to bring that dog
anymore.
So I have something to give you love.
I am your bitch.
She only hugs me and shows me affection after she's had a glass of wine. So if this is what's going to happen if you do January bullshit on me again.
Oh, I'm not, you guys. I'm off the train. It's fine. Right. Everything. So let's go to a mom box, shall we?
A mom box, yep. This will be the mom box, and then we have a hot flash. These are all from the last live shows that we've done lately.
Oh.
Like, such a good time. Kristen did not enjoy a glass of wine with me after, but I think I mentioned that enough. Okay. I posted about how my husband sent a picture of my daughter when I was out of town with three huge pieces of candy in her hands and a orange Fanta mustache.
Oh.
And it was taken at like 8 o'clock at night. And I was like, what in God's name happens when I am gone? Because I have a too small, you can have like two little sweets a day and you can't have it at night. You can have them in the afternoon. Like you can have two like Halloween candies, or if we know that like birthday cake is coming, you get to choose. You can have your two little things or you can have your cake, but I want them to be able to like use discretion.
Yep.
So he
40 pieces of candy at 9 o'clock at night
later
with
survival. I'm not mad at him. I just was like, they're just going to think I'm mean when I'm like,
yep. We come back in and we re-enter the environment carefully and steadily with a little bit of judgment.
Here's the no fun lady.
Yep. I just picked up one hair of Eleanor's hair and the rest of her hair followed. And I was like,
not brushed out. No.
Not at all.
No, I know.
I go, Eleanor, when you're putting in ponytails, do you brush your hair? She goes, no, it just all goes. I'm like,
I literally say to both my kids separately, I go, if mommy dies,
oh God,
please promise me that you will brush your hair, brush your teeth, and shower at least every other day.
Clean your ears.
Okay.
I know.
And they're like, you are so morbid.
Yeah.
And have you gained 10 pounds in your face? There's a lot of things wrong with me right now.
Okay.
But okay. So this, I posted about that and this woman posted in the comments, Lisa G, my daughter went to school without socks on when I was on a work trip last week. It was 0 degrees with snow on the ground.
Oh, God.
And then her husband, Eric G, commented, yep, it happened.
We've seen this uptick of husbands, and it's been really fun. And I think it's a natural like progression of what we're doing. And I think it's in response to the pandemic where everybody's in this. We're all in it together. We're all home, and men are seeing shit that they kind of like didn't see before.
Yeah.
And like, it's old hat for us. Like, you know, we're looking at their feet before they go to school. We're thinking about the clothes they're wearing before they go out.
Yeah.
I see pictures and I'm like, Colin, please, Finn is wearing 4 different kinds of tie-dye. Just like put on a solid pair of shorts. Actually, I don't care. I was like, that one, I don't care. But I do look at pictures and I'm like,
they look homeless.
Yeah, they look homeless. It's fine.
Or they look, what do they call it? Housing displaced?
Unhoused.
Unhoused.
I think he looks unkept, is what I would say. Unwashed.
Unmatching.
I think that's an insult to people that are unhoused. My son has the ability to do those things and he doesn't.
That was not a strike at anybody who is currently unhoused.
That is a strike
right
at
now.
My son. He has his hair. His hair is so naturally curly and it's so coarse that like he'll wake up and it's literally like someone like stepped on it. And then it's just like these splashes of like mess. I'm like, Finn, buddy, you're in 5th grade. Like, let's do something with your hair, okay?
It's so
nobody
hard.
Cares when we're on the road. We lower our bar.
Yeah.
We come back in.
Well, I like that Eric owned it.
I did too, Eric.
Obviously, he knows it wasn't the best scenario.
You know that every woman on there is like, Eric, thank you so much for your honesty.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So
Eric?
here's another. Kristen's going to read this one.
Oh, God.
Okay, so it's this one right here.
Guys have to understand.
What show was this?
This would have been.
Was it St. Louis?
In St. Louis, I believe.
Okay.
Now, let's just tell you what this looks like. These are houses of like 12 to 1300 people
and
ladies.
This is our hot flash because this guy deserves it.
This guy deserves it. Okay, so there's like 1,400 people in the audience. We can safely say 94% are women.
For sure.
And that includes the staff.
Everyone working there.
That works
absolutely.
That are men. So the men are very...
Outnumbered.
Outnumbered. And if you're single, you're an idiot if you're not showing up to that show because you're going to just get your ass grabbed at least. Lauren posted this, and we are so happy she did because we did not see him.
Yeah, if anybody has a picture of this, we'd love
if
for you to send
it. If anybody knows
it.
This man and can get to him,
and get
you
him,
tell
yeah,
him
we
want to talk to him.
Yeah.
Because we're on a mission. Okay, it says, great show tonight. I was sitting in the 6th row next to a man who came alone, and he had a picture of his wife taped to an empty seat. His shirt said, my wife cheated on me, and all I got were these tickets. He said it was her Mother's Day present from last year.
Guys, he needs our love and
he
hugs.
He needs a lover.
That he came anyway, though.
I can't put my head around this guy. I'm like,
I can't either.
We
got to talk
to him.
We got to find out.
Whether I, like, there is a perfect woman for you out there.
Totally.
And together, you guys might, like, run Amazon. I don't know. Like,
much like Eric. Owning it like he did
owning it.
Is pretty awesome.
It is awesome. I mean, think about that guy having to go to that show.
Yeah.
For whatever reasons. Like, the marriage ended. It didn't end well. That's sad.
Yeah.
But this guy showed up.
Yeah.
And that's kind of all I need to know.
I hope he took a selfie, like, with the empty seat next to him.
I hope he got laid. I literally hope some woman was like, I'm single too. And you know what? Let's just make each other feel good. And now they're like in Barbados. I just want the best for him.
I know. If you know who this guy is, please.
Please reach out to us because we have all of the questions. And bravo to you, sir.
Yes. He is our hot flash.
He's our hot flash.
Many random lovemaking sessions to you, sir.
To you sir. We put it out there to all you single ladies that we don't even know his age. But let's just say roughly 40 to 60 if you're looking for love. Maybe
he's
maybe
somewhere
this is
between
your guy.
18 and 100.
He's
we're pretty sure.
He's at our show. He's between 40 and 60.
Yeah. I mean, I'm being...
Maybe 40 and 70. Yeah. I wouldn't gear the other direction. He wouldn't need that sign. He wouldn't need that shirt. Okay. So bravo to you, sir. We bid you farewell. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. That's our podcast.
Okay, bye.